League. Buenas noches, señor Jason Grace, creador del Ransom League. Primera pregunta, por favor.
Questions, preguntas.
Un partido complicado por cuestiones de la cancha, no se esperaban la cuestión de último minuto. ¿Cómo se van de este partido?
She was asking, difficult match given the circumstances with the field, the conditions. What do you take from this match?
I think we have to take a lot of positive things from this match. We came down here and did what we set out to do, which was not to sit back and defend the entire match. We came out here to try to put our best foot forward and go on the attack. And I think if you can score 4 goals on Cruz Azul at their place, you'd have to say you've done that.
Mucha cosa para tomar positivo. No se viene al Estadio Azul a sentarse y esperar. Vinimos a atacar y cuando se puede anotar 4 goles contra la máquina azul, se ve que has completado algo muy bueno.
¿Preocupa de por ahí las desconcentraciones que tienen al final del partido?
¿Perdón?
¿Preocupa que se hayan desconcentrado al final del partido cuando ya tenían prácticamente ganado el mismo?
If you're worried about how you guys finished off the match with respects to giving up the late goals.
Yes, of course. That's gravely disappointing. It's unlike our team. After we went through a good end of the season last year and won a championship, I feel that we're a very mature team that doesn't typically make mistakes like that. So I have to talk to some of the players. I have a feeling that it comes down a little bit to fatigue at the end of the match.
Claro que sí. Por supuesto, cuando se pierde un partido al final así, es difícil. Este equipo es bien maduro. Los jugadores tal vez sintieron un poco cansado al final del partido, pero tengo que hablar con ellos a ver si eso fue el asunto.
Es un partido extraño por la situación climatológica. ¿Es por ello la derrota o sería solamente un pretexto?
Pretty much circumstances of the field, if that's something part of the game or if it's something you have to deal with or if it's something that you don't really take to account for.
I think that the field conditions and where the game's played and all the extraneous factors are part of the game. It's what you plan for tactically and what you talk about at half times. We did talk about the field. At halftime, I don't think that we did a terrific job dealing with it, to be honest. I think there was too many occasions where we had chances to clear the ball out and get it out of trouble, and we weren't quite sharp enough at doing that, and it caused the ball to stay in our half for too long. And then the converse of that, I thought Cruz Azul did a fantastic job of when they had a chance, they whipped it into the box hard and were the benefactors of some awkward bounces in there.
Todo es parte del partido. Obviamente, bueno, pienso que el equipo de nosotros no dimos muchas veces cuando pudimos sacar la pelota y Cruz Azul a la misma vez lo hizo muy bien.
Se replegó mucho el equipo después de estar en ventaja por 2 goles en 3-1. Se replegó mucho y por eso puede llegar a haber perdido el partido.
Do you feel that your team kind of relaxed once you had the lead 3-1?
Yeah, I do think that we got a little bit too comfortable there and thought that maybe it was going to be easy. We've seen it in our league before where we've gotten to a 2-goal lead and the other team quits. And obviously there's no quit in Cruz Azul.
Obviamente sí, cree que el equipo de Real Salt Lake se como pensó que tenía la ventaja con 2 goles y ha pasado en el MLS y ve que Cruz Azul nunca pensó eso.
¿Tu pregunta?
¿Son los equipos mexicanos los rivales a vencer después de que son los que han dominado este torneo durante los últimos años?
Do you feel that the Mexican teams are your rivals, having them dominated this tournament in the past?
I don't think that we could count ourselves in the club game anyways as rivals of the Mexican clubs. They have so much more history behind them, and they've been doing it for so much longer than we have in Major League Soccer. So I do think that we can consider ourselves big rivals, as we do with our national team, as everybody knows. But I do think that as it goes along, I think it's going to become more and more heated, because it is talked about a lot in the U.S. that no club team has ever won here. So that was a big, big goal for us today.
Con respeto a los clubes y el MLS contra la Liga Mexicana, la Liga Mexicana tiene mucho más historia y piensa que en un día va a poder, pero ahora él no puede decir que tienen la rivalidad. Y el mismo se tiene que crecer.
Uno más pregunta para el técnico y then we'll have
Saborío.
Es complicado jugar en territorio mexicano porque, bueno, en la CONCACAF no se ha podido vencer a un equipo mexicano en casa. ¿Es complicado?
She just mentioned that, how do you see it if it's complicated? Obviously, you just mentioned that no team has won here in Mexico.
I think it's beginning to be a little bit of a mental thing, to be honest. I think that, you know, from what I've seen over the past couple of years in our league, I think that when teams come down here, oftentimes they say, we're probably going to lose, so we won't field our best team. If we can get a tie, we'll be very, very happy. For us, that was not the decision. We came in wanting to go for a win. Our attitude today was we were coming here to win, and if we walked away with a draw, we could deal with that, and if we walk away with a loss, as we did, we can at least hold our head up and say we came here to play our soccer and put our best foot forward, and they beat us at it today.
Se da cuenta que ningún equipo ha venido a México y han ganado, y algunos equipos vienen y piensan que se van a sentar, no van a jugar los mejores jugadores. Eso no fue la cosa hoy. Ellos vinieron con su equipo primero para ganar, y si sacan, si empatan, pues sea lo que sea, y pueden vivir con eso.